Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On a new 4D in the MC, we've got reaction to Brian Branch's predictable one-game suspension after slapping Juju Smith-Schuster on Sunday night. Plus, we'll hear from Dan Campbell. He's got plenty of injury updates and some early thoughts on the Bucks. We've got final thoughts on a pretty wild Week 6 across the NFL. And what do you mean Za'Darius Smith retired? All of that and more starts right now.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
You know, when I was talking about conspiracy theories yesterday, I guess I didn't realize or remember the Chiefs were not penalized at all on Sunday night, like zero times. Dan Campbell was asked about that earlier today, and the question was like, hey, do you have a comment on this? And he was like, no, I don't. And I'm not saying that the Lions didn't have calls that were missed in their favor. But the thought of a team playing a perfect football game from a penalty standpoint, I mean, is it possible? Yeah. Is that likely? Is it plausible? No, it's not. I'm sure the Lions were the beneficiaries of some missed calls, but not as many as Kansas City was. Now, I'm not buying the conspiracy theories. I'm still not doing it. But I will tell you the no flags thing, that's flat out. We're going to go inside the headset here in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Motor City Dan Campbell himself. We've got a Week 6 recap, a pretty wild week, two crazy games last evening. And then, you know, we'll weigh in on the retirement of Za'Darius Smith. The Lions must have known something we didn't. Well, let's start with Brian Branch. there's not much to talk about. We talked about most of this yesterday, but we do know between this episode now and the one we did yesterday, he has been suspended for one game. He will not play against Tampa Bay. You know how this Lions franchise has turned around? One of the biggest pillars of that turnaround has been discipline. Mental and physical discipline. There's no room for any BS around here. It's correct football or it's get the f*** out. It seems, though, that Brian Branch has forgotten some of that. And Dan Campbell said it, and I will too. I love Brian Branch. He is an outstanding player. I have a temper, too. I mean, if Juju did that to me, I also would have slapped the shit out of him. But professional athletes like Brian are supposed to be tougher than I am, mentally and physically. Brian had a moment of mental weakness, and it's going to cost his team. You know, that's one of the things I tell Beckett all the time. He's 9, so he's learning. But the choices you make, how you play, what kind of effort you give, your attitude, it's not just affecting you. It's affecting all of those around you. He knows that. Everybody knows that. But it's unfortunate that it's come down to this. Dan was asked if he thought Branch would win an appeal. You know, MCDC said he didn't want to think that way, and the plan was to prepare for him to not be there, which is correct. He's not going to be there. There's no way he wins that appeal. He has a history, and now he has a longer history, and as a result, we'll have to be even more careful. It's like Ndamukong Suh. I'm not comparing the two attitude-wise or play-wise or whatever, but after he stepped on Rodgers, everything he did was overly scrutinized. Sometimes it was correct, a lot of times it wasn't. And, you know, Brian Branch is going to put himself in that conversation. You know, a guy who has a hard time keeping under control is going to have to be in extra control going forward. He can do it. I mean, does he want the bag or not? Let's go inside the headset. We'll hear from the one and only Dan Campbell. I got to say, whoever designs their shirts is awesome. Dan walks in today. The Lions logo is white on a black shirt. And above the Lions logo, it just says salty. There's nothing else on it. You know, they had the shirt with Brad Holmes' face on it back in the day, too. Love that kind of stuff. Anyway, another week of practice for Aleem McNeil. Will he play on Monday?
The last 2 weeks, he's looked good. He's getting more comfortable. Legs are under him. He's physically ready. And so I think we're all hopeful.
Do you expect him to play Sunday, or is that still a comfort?
I'd love to believe so. I mean, I would. 58, 52, 48, 58, 55, I don't know. We're That's what you, Jeremy. We're getting closer. I am starting to feel pretty good.
We're getting closer. I'd like to think that way. 58-42. That means no. He's not going to play this week. If he's only a tick or two above 50-50, there's no point in risking it. Now, could the Lions use a boost on defense? Hell yeah. The suspension, the injuries, it's not pretty. But as we've said before, Detroit is in this for the long haul. It's not about winning the game on Monday. It's about getting as far into the playoffs and getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl as you can. Now, obviously, you have to win individual games to do that, but they don't happen in a vacuum. You've got to string them together. And that's why you are cautious or patient or whatever, even if sometimes overly so in a situation like this. There's always an early comment from Dan on the opponent. And, you know, this week, he has nailed the description of the Bucs. I mean, dead on.
They're playing hot football. It's a very good team. Baker is, you guys know, I've got a lot of respect for Baker Mayfield, the way he plays, his leadership, his ability to push the ball down the field, make plays with his legs. You know, I just think he's playing at a high level, you know. So, you know, he's a guy that gives them a chance anytime they're in a game. They play really good defense. They got a good old line. Like those guys are, man, they play hard. They're physical. They're tough. They have a run game. And they got a good teams unit. So it's a good team. It's a really good team.
Baker Mayfield is the Goonies, right? Never say die. And you think, like, that's got to run out at some point, right? Does it? And if it does, there's no guarantee it'll be this week. It's not going to run out on its own. Somebody has to put it out. Somebody has to alter its course. Somebody has to get in their way. Is the Lions defense suited with the injuries and the suspension to be that team this week? I mean, they're going to have to be, but it's going to be tough. I will say, we'll see how Tampa Bay's injuries look. So far, not great. How bad could it be for them as well? We're going to find out. You know, we talk about injuries. We've talked about Aleem. With Kirby, this injury isn't going anywhere, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the same. I mean, I would say it's very much the same. If it's something we feel like, first of all, he can't produce, right? I mean, that'll always go that way. How much worse are you making this injury? Is it going to make it significantly worse? You're not going to have him by the end of the year. That doesn't make sense. All right, well, what if it's, you may not make it worse, but just being a little bit better is going to help his production go way up. The production is not there, right? He's not, A, maybe he can't finish the game. B, the guy behind him would be better off, you know, playing. So you have to weigh every one of those. And so we'll do that with Kirby, you know. I mean, we'll reassess here. We saw the game the other day. You know, he tried to gut through it, played most of the game. You know, and look, it wasn't his best performance, but he'd tell you that too. You know, he was giving us what he had. And so we'll have to reassess.
And when Dan Campbell says it's going to be the same, he was referring to Taylor Decker. The way this has worked so far is that Kirby has been dictating. You heard it right there. If Kirby says he can play, Kirby plays. If Kirby says he can practice, he practices. And you think to yourself, well, yes, Zach, isn't that how that works? No, it is not how that works. Sometimes you've got to tell these guys, hey, you are sitting down today for the greater good going forward. That could be on a practice. It could be on a week of practice. It could be on all the practices. I mean, Decker's been barely practicing. He's still, for the most part, been playing. Football players don't want to sit. They want to play. That's why they're there. It's a one-job situation. They're highly competitive. They're usually wired quite a bit differently than certainly me, but the most of us. But sometimes you've got to tell him, you got to take it easy today. We need you for the long haul. Does that mean he may miss a game going forward at some point? And Kirby played pretty well when he came back into the game after leaving for, I don't know, what, 10, 15 minutes? Coaches will always find a positive in a loss.
We fought, man. We had some guys who played really, really good. Really good, man. DJ Reader played his tail off that whole game, start to finish, man. Even there on that last drive, I was really impressed. We had a lot of guys that played really good football that had one bad play. You know, one or two bad plays, and we just kind of took turns as to when those popped up, and that hurt a little bit, you know. But I mentioned it, once you get in that type of game, it's more when those pop up, being able to overcome one with another unit or another player, or, you know, we were a little out of sync. So
Dan mentioned a player having one bad play, like Amon-Ra St. Brown. It was just that one moment. It was a big moment, but it was just that one moment. How about a guy like Thomas Harper? He did a good job in relief. In fact, he was the top PFF-graded defender for the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football. Now, that could also serve as commentary on how the defense played as a whole, but Thomas Harper balled out. The Lions have done so well in just dragging guys from the abyss and saying, you go now. There was a lot of talk going into this season about Jahmyr Gibbs being the starting running back. You know, the even split may come to an end, and that's been true. That has happened. And so how does Dan make sure Monty still gets his while Gibbs gets the starting nod?
That's something that I always try to look at. We certainly don't want him, either one of them, getting too much, but I know that it's a little more tilted towards Jaw right now, and a lot of that comes in the two-minute reps that we get. Now, the other day, we only had six of them, but a lot of times that's where that goes because he's normally in on that, and that can skew it. But I don't feel like we've gotten Jaw too much in a game yet necessarily. You know, I think he had like 36, 37 snaps the other night. And so I feel pretty good. But as far as balancing them out, I would like to balance them out. I would. I would like to give David some more, find a place to get him a few more. And we were hoping we were going to be able to do that in the second half some more the other day. And it just, you know, kind of the way that where the game went, we didn't convert on a couple of those series. We get in fourth and tens, and that took away some of the runs and play passes. And then we were in a different type of game at that point.
Is Jaw a new nickname for Jahmyr? Or am I just clueless? I mean, the second one is certainly possible and probably likely that I am clueless, but I don't recall hearing that one. Anyway, Gibbs is getting the ball about a third more right now than Monty, roughly. And you hear Dan Campbell say he wants to find a way to give it to David Moore. He wants to find a way. I don't think he can. And that is not about David Montgomery at all. Jahmyr Gibbs is just so good. And I know they worry about wear and tear. Some of it, I think, is a practical standpoint that we want these guys both to be as fresh as possible. But as good of a teammate as David Montgomery is, you've got to find him the ball a little bit more. And I think they will. But if Jahmyr Gibbs keeps playing this way or accelerates, it's going to become increasingly difficult. It's a great problem to have. And I think it's one the Lions can solve because David Montgomery's excellent. This isn't about him. It's about Gibbs and the way he's playing. Let us end with some injury updates.
For Terrion and Navante, any chance this week or after the bye, is that more likely?
I think they're both.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Probably after the bye.
Marcus Davenport is eligible to come off IR this week. Is that close to happening?
I don't see that. Not yet. He's doing well. He's getting better. We like where all those guys are at. I mean, we're going to be looking pretty good at the end of November, December, you know, which is awesome. But I don't see him being ready before the bye for sure.
Just super quickly, because we haven't asked about him in a while. Malcolm had the cleanup procedure on the ACL several months ago, put him a little bit behind Aleem. How close are you looking at with starting his clock?
Yeah, hopefully, we're hoping after the bye, we can start rolling him out there a little bit, get him going.
So the injury news has been not great lately. That's not a secret. In fact, it's been that way going back, you know, this time last year. Getting Terrion back after the bye will be huge. Maddox as well. And by then, you will certainly, I would think, have Aleem McNeil back. So those guys are all back for the Minnesota game after the bye. The next week, you get DJ Reed for the Washington Commanders game. Now, certainly, that all can't come soon enough. But, like, reinforcements are on the way. The timing's not going to be perfect. You've got a surging Bucs team that requires excellent defense immediately. And the Lions can still play that defense, but they're going to have to do that while being shorthanded. We'll talk NFL Week 6 and the retirement of Za'Darius Smith. That's coming up when Fourth Down in the Motor City continues.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. Another relatively wild week in the NFL. Seven underdogs were winners. I mean, the Patriots and the Giants were both 7.5-point dogs. Who's the best team in the NFC? I mean, the Bucs are out front. It's them, right? By a game right now, they're out front, and they're playing like the best team in the NFC. Philadelphia is a mess. Something's going on. There might not be a big mess or a prolonged mess, but right now something's going on there, clearly. The Lions have some personnel issues, as we've mentioned, as do the Niners. I mean, Fred Warner is now out for the rest of the season. Have the 3-2 Falcons entered the chat? They looked impressive last night against the Bills. If they can use Bijan Robinson like that, that team's going to be tough to beat. How about Drake May and the Patriots? They continue to roll. I know the Saints blow, but May has five straight games with at least 200 passing yards and at least a 100 passer rating. He's coming off a 3-touchdown game. The Pats have won 3 games in a row for the first time in 3 years. This Patriots team is back. Are they going to be like the old Patriots? No, not possible. That was ridiculous. But can they be a contender again and stay at the top? Sure. They keep playing like that, they will. We talked about this during our prediction show for NFL Week 6. I think we could all see Brian Callahan getting fired. And of course, that is what happens. He is the first NFL coach fired this season. And Tennessee is, what, 4-19 under his direction, quote-unquote? They're 1-5 this season. You know, could Mike McCoy be the replacement? The Titans are going to give him the rest of the season to figure that out. I mean, maybe. What I love is the Tennessee Titans are a hot mess. And who do they have to see now? Mike Vrabel and the red-hot Patriots. Irony. I love it. Nice win for the Bears last night. Jake Moody, the Michigan man, elevated off the practice squad, nails a 38-yard game winner with no time left. I mean, does anybody want to win the NFC East? Fair question. That fumble on the Jaden to Ja'Cory handoff was absolutely brutal. And the Bears are what? Taking shape as to what they're going to be going forward? I think if you'd have asked anybody in August what was the chance of a Lions-Zadarius reunion, few people would have gone below, what, 75, 80%? It seemed so certain. Detroit was thin at edge, and Smith had spent the entire offseason raving about how great the Lions were and how much he liked the culture. But it turns out the Lions might have known something that we didn't. What happened yesterday? Zadarius Smith has retired. Did they know this was going to happen specifically? I doubt it. Could they have assumed it and passed as a result? I think so. I mean, did the Lions really believe in Marcus Davenport, or did they roll the dice because they didn't know what Smith would do over a full season? Now, the kicker is, you don't have to pay him. His contract was not guaranteed, but now you've got to fill his spot, and it's week 7. It's easier to fill that spot in camp, and that's what the Lions did. And plus, what'd you get out of him this year? 10 tackles in 5 games, 1 sack? I wonder if he was like hoping to find some kind of spark that just wasn't there. Football is so difficult and dangerous. If you're not into it, there's no point in being there, especially if you're a guy that's made $100 million, almost, playing football. That's just in NFL earnings. And at the end of the day, Zadarius Smith had an awesome career. Hall of Fame? No, but he was a very good player. 70.5 sacks, 3 Pro Bowls, 1 second team All-Pro. Between 2019 and 2020, he had 26 sacks with the Packers. He was a 4th-round pick. Leonard Williams and Vic Beasley both went in that same draft in the first round in 2015. They combined for 80 sacks in that same 11 seasons. That's only 9.5 more than Smith had on his own. A fabulous career for Zadarius Smith. So, Zadarius, adios. Make sure you're following 4th Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. If you have not done so, please give us a rating and leave a review. It's very helpful for having more people see the podcast through the algorithm. Remember, it's 4th Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Whoever you're repping this season, carry the team like a pro with ultra-durable, officially licensed Yeti drinkware. Whether it's the NFL, NCAA, MLB, NHL, or MLS, Yeti has you covered with drinkware in all your favorite team colors. So, if you're a serious fan, now's the time to get serious about your gear with officially licensed Yeti drinkware built for the long haul. Find all the teams you root for at Yeti.com or a Yeti store near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.